Hello.
Hello, I am John, calling from FIU, the Florida International University. We are conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. Let me ask you, is your home a single home, a single family home, a town home, apartment, condominium, manufacturer, or mobile home?
Single family.
What? Single family, okay. Do you own or rent your home?
I own.
Okay. By any chance, please tell me, in what year was your home built? Perfect. How many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
12 years.
12, you said?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? A tropical storm, a hurricane category 1 to 5?
Yeah, several years ago, but not since.
Okay. Do you remember if by any chance it was a tropical storm or a category 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 hurricane? Do you remember which of those
No,
was?
No, I don't.
Okay. It's okay. How vulnerable do you feel to damage, how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane, related tornado, or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not so vulnerable?
Political?
Yep, we'll say somewhat vulnerable, extremely, or not too vulnerable.
I'm not political on that issue.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. Let me repeat the question. How vulnerable do you feel to damage?
Okay. I have excellent storm shutters. I don't have any problem.
Okay, understood. Thank you for that. If a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prefer?
How would I what?
How would you prepare?
With the usual. Water, non-perishable foods, as much ice as you could get in case power goes out. My neighbors would share a small generator with me, so I'd be fine.
Okay, understood. By the way, I appreciate your time. Do this as quickly as I can, just to kind of make sure that I have all the information. When would you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? Let me give you some options. When a hurricane watch is issued, hurricane conditions are possibly within 48 hours, or when a hurricane warning is issued, like hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours, or if your home is already prepared and could be secured within a few hours, or if you any other choice that you may think of.
If we are certain, well, first of all, I buy extra non-perishable, like tuna and other things, in June.
Okay.
And with regard to the rest, if I know it's going to hit head-on, I'll partially shutter. If we're fortunate and it passes by, I'll take the shutters down. But if it's coming straight ahead, then I'll put my shutters up. And I'll just be in the house with my candles if we lose power or whatever.
Okay. Perfect. When would you begin to prepare for that? Within 24 hours, 36, 48, as soon as you know. I just want to make sure to know if you will be start to be prepared when the hurricane watch is issued or if the warning is issued or if you're already good to go.
I will start when the hurricane watch is issued, meaning I will put up, I think, the shutters that are probably the most difficult. If the storm changes course and then all of a sudden it's going to come sooner rather than later. So I put up the hardest first and then take them down if we don't need them.
Okay, understood. Thank you for that. Considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from a hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
There are things that you can't control in a hurricane.
Right.
Things that happen on other people's property.
Right.
Their fence blew down. Something blew off their house, falling to your house. So the only thing I can say is that I feel secure. And there, you just cannot plan or prepare for everything.
Right.
So I'm confident, I'm secure. I'm more afraid of tornadoes here than anything else.
Absolutely. Okay. Thank you so much for that. I want to give you some options. You let me know what will be your top three sources of information in case of an emergency. Will it be for internet sources other than just social media, radio, TV, newspaper, friends and family, social media, WhatsApp, or any other you may think of? What will be your top three out of those?
Well, not social media. I'll be looking for official information from police, the state, the weather. I'm not into nonsense.
Okay. One second. Okay. On a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being least prepared to 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
4.
4?
4.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you for that. Have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or storm? Let me give you the options. Cost of food and other essentials, cost of housing, transportation costs, cost of childcare, loss of income or employment, cost of insurance, property taxes, or any other that you may think of, or none of the above?
None of the above. None of the above.
I'm sorry, say that again?
None of the above. None of them.
Okay.
I'm retired.
Oh, well, okay. Understood.
I don't have to go to work.
Okay. Got it. Okay. Perfect. Absolutely. I just want to make sure I have the right info. That's it. Thank you so much. Is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone by any chance?
Heck no. No. I don't do that. I don't go near water. No.
Okay.
I don't go low. I don't want to be near any of the canals here. No. I am not near a water feature.
No wonder. No wonder. Absolutely. Okay. Let me give you some options. When would you evacuate? Let me give you the options. If a hurricane watch is issued, like the hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours, or if a hurricane warning is issued, like if the conditions are expected within 36 hours. If a category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, or if emergency management officials order you to evacuate, or probably never, or any other that you may think of.
Unless, and I find it doubtful, but unless we're told to evacuate,
okay,
and that
by officials, right?
That if I hear other reports, because I live real close to 95.
Okay.
And across town. So if I hear a no, that there's backup and problems out there, I'm not going to go out there. I will feel safer in my house than out there.
Right. Right. Okay. So pretty much you mentioned that only if the management officials order you to evacuate, right?
Right.
Okay. Thank you so much for that. We're almost there, ma'am. Again, I appreciate your time. I'm doing this as quickly as I can. So if you needed to evacuate, where would you go?
Depends. It really depends. Depending upon time and other factors of the storm, one of my options would be to get out of here and get to Atlanta where my sister lives.
Okay.
That would be one of my options.
Understood. Thank you for that. quick question. How many vehicles are available in your household?
One.
One. Okay. Thank you for that. Do you know what is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy, by any chance?
Actually, I just got my new bill, but I believe it covers the full cost of repair of my house. It's high. I have a $4,500 a year insurance.
Oh,
on
wow.
House.
Understood. Okay. Thank you so much for letting me know. Okay, next question. How confident are you that you could come up with $45,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage?
Say that again.
Yep. How confident are you that you could come up with $45,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage?
Quite. I have good credit. I have a daughter and a son. My son's in Arizona. My daughter's in New Jersey. Everybody's working. That's good job.
Great. Good to hear. Okay. So you will say that you are fully certain or just probably certain?
Well, I'm fully certain.
Thank you. Excellent. Perfect. Now, let me ask you something. How was your home insurance rate changed in the last year? Like, decreased significantly, like over 10%, somewhat, like 1 to 10, remain the same, increase, or if you don't know it, that's okay.
I can tell you that I have, let's see, I have about a 12% increase.
Oh, wow, okay, within the last year, right?
Yeah, for this new year.
Okay. Thank you for that. And what about the last 3 years?
Never changed?
Okay. Mm-hmm. And if we increase that to 5 years?
No, it's been pretty consistent. It's been flat. If it went up $100,
that was a lot. Okay. I'm just writing down your information. And if we say from 5 to 10 years, has it changed in that time?
I don't remember back 10 years, dear. That's too much to ask me before.
It's okay. I get it. Yeah, just asking the questions of the service. Don't worry. Thank you for that. Okay. As a result of this increase this year, what actions did you take? Like, did you change the insurance provider, increase the amount of deductible, decrease coverage, any other, or just continue staying?
None of the above. Okay. I stay with what works and who's working for me. If something should happen to change that in my relationship with my insurer, I would do what I need to.
Perfect.
But I haven't need to do any of that.
Okay. I understood. Thank you for that. We're almost there, ma'am. Again, I'm just doing this as fast as I can, so I can, you know, let you enjoy your Sunday as well. If you could insurance your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring?
No. I would never insure my property for less than replacement value. No. That's stupid. You're asking for a problem, a headache, to be homeless.
Okay, so you want to be insured for the full replacement value, right?
Fully insured.
Okay, thank you so much for that. Which of the following would you consider taking if insurance costs and home ownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Would you consider moving to another home within the same county, moving to another county within Florida, moving to another state, or you will not move from your home?
Answer is simple. I would not move from my home for the simple reason now housing prices are absolutely ridiculous. They're through the roof. You know, it's insane what I get for this house, but I'm not moving. I'm comfortable. I have my media next door, my media behind me. I'm happy. I'm safe. If I needed anything, they would be here for me. They just jump across the lawn.
Understood. I'm happy to hear that, ma'am. Okay. Thank you so much. Next question. In recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage, to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider it if your mortgage was paid off?
Let me tell you, my dear, I'm very blessed. I own two homes, and they're both paid off. And I would never dream of not insuring my property. Never.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you for that. If a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your costs, in your opinion? Let me give you the options. Federal government, state government, local government, or government should not involve in recovery efforts, in your opinion?
Actually, it's state and federal. If it's that bad, if it's a major disaster like it has been, especially like it has been on the West Coast, that's not just state effort. That's federal effort to get those people back into their homes.
Right. Okay. Thank you so much. We're almost there. Okay, let me ask you this. On a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced?
That is a question that is not answerable, because you would have to go around and see what the housing inspector, the inspector for this, that, and the other is doing. I expect, and you see, it doesn't affect me. My house was built, met all inspection criteria. Okay? So I don't need to worry about what other people do. And, you know, the fact of the matter is that no matter what it is and no matter what's done, there's always somebody crooked trying to make a buck or avoid doing something that you need to do. So it's up to you when you buy your house to make sure that all of that has been done so it doesn't fall down around your ears.
Right. Absolutely. Okay. Thank you for that. Again, it's kind of the same question. On a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local land how much confidence do you have that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
You see, I don't live near any of those places where people might be concerned. I don't really live near a park.
Okay.
Those sorts of things just aren't a problem for me. The biggest concern that we have here is that over 200,000 people have moved here since COVID. Okay? And our roads are inadequate. You can't get up California Boulevard. The bus streets, school buses, thank God we're all happy that school is out, that we at least have 2 months with not having to, you know, have it take 20 minutes to go 10 miles. Crazy.
Okay. Understood. Thank you so much for letting me know. This is just an opinion survey, so don't worry, there is no right or wrong answers. I'm just looking for your opinion. Thank you so much.
Who are you doing this for? Because I'm an attorney, a retired attorney, and this is the third degree. So you need to hurry up and finish.
Absolutely. I'll do my best. So on a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that new developments take into account hurricane wind risk?
I really cannot. That is something I cannot answer, because where I live, there's only one lot left on this block. When I moved here, there were 5 or 6. They were all gone. So there's nothing else you can do to my block except put in a decent sidewalk. So.
Okay. Absolutely. No wonder. Okay.
A lot of this, those people out there on the West Coast, people who live in the Keys and are crazy enough to live in the Keys, lovely place to visit. I'm not living there.
Okay. Understood. But I'm almost done with this part, ma'am. I thank you for your time. I'm trying to hurry up on this.
This part is the end of it, my dear.
You're almost there. It's just that I just want to make sure on this type of questions, like on a scale of 1 to 5. That's what I'm trying to get completed right now.
So accurate. What are you going to use this information for?
Oh, this is just an investigation that Florida International University is doing. We are conducting that survey on the residents of Florida.
Why?
We are pretty much just assisting them. They just requested this to us, so we are just helping them out.
Interesting.
Yep, we're trying to get information. Yeah.
Well, okay. Last question.
Yep, okay. On a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss?
Again, you see, that is too broad a question. You're asking people to make a decision about something that they usually don't have information about. You know, you don't get news. They don't tell you when they update or revise the building codes. The only way you know about that is if you're doing something to your home, you're having a home built, something on that order. So you end up asking people for information about something which they know nothing. And so it's a question I can't answer. I won't answer because it presumes I know something that I don't know, that I have information that I don't have, and that it's the kind of information that regularly comes to people like me, and it's not.
Okay. I totally understand. This is just like a general survey. We're just trying, you know, trying to get opinions of people. That's pretty much, we're working based on that.
Well, I can't give an opinion on something that I know nothing about, that I don't get regular information about. So, hey, those are unfair questions, and I don't want to answer any more of those unfair questions. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. This is silly. It's a waste of time and money.
Understood.
My time,
I understand. Thank you.
Everybody's money.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. I just want to make sure, I would like to ask you like a few questions about the sea level rise. Like, do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida? And if so, do you think that your property or finances will be affected for that?
Let me say this again. I don't live near any water feature. I can get from my house to Jensen Beach probably in 30 minutes. And that's the closest I want to be. I own a house in New Jersey. In Monmouth County, Del Mar, a famous beach for young people every summer, is 15 miles away. Depending upon whether it's the weekend or the week, it's a 20-minute drive, or sometimes it's a half-hour, 45-minute drive, trying to get yourself a spot to park your car safely on the beach. But it's not just sea level rise. There's a whole lot of environmental stuff going on here. And it's not just here. It's around the world. All these oceans are connected. They are not disconnected. And so sea level rise anywhere affects, sooner or later, sea level rise everywhere. Just like bad air affects everybody everywhere eventually. So, hey, the answer is yes. I have a great deal of environmental concern. I have a great grandchild. She was just born in December on my late mother's birthday. I don't know what she's going to have when she grows up. I don't know that there's even going to be a planet left at the rate that some people are going. And artificial intelligence scares me to death. Replacing human beings. I mean, it's just too way out there. It's out of scope. It's nothing that I see as positive. That sea level rise eventually is going to affect everybody, no matter where you are, no matter what you do. Just like the drought that we had this winter and are still suffering from now here in Florida. It's all connected. Every bit of it is connected. And every time you tear into Mother Nature and flatten out what used to be open land, stuff that would be excellent for park space, people, you know, places where people like to walk, run, you know, with their dogs, ride their horses and stuff. Every time you take that out, you are affecting the environment. That's the bottom line.
Right.
That's it.
Absolutely.
So,
I'm just getting informed.
Yes, I believe sea level rise is going to affect everybody. Whether you live at the ocean or you don't, it's going to affect you somehow because that also affects your weather. You know, the world is a whole bunch of interconnected things. And people, you know, segment them out, as I guess it's easier for us to deal with bits and pieces. But people really need to understand that when you put this puzzle back together, and you need to put this puzzle together and understand this puzzle, anytime you make a decision, that's going to affect somebody else. So.
Absolutely. I appreciate that. Okay, don't worry, man. Thank you so much for the information. Actually, that's all the questions I have right now on me. So, again, I truly thank you for your time. I know it's Sunday, but I truly appreciate that you took some minutes with me.
Well, I hope they paid you well. Or are you a volunteer?
Thank you, man. We're just assisting them. Don't worry.
Okay. All right. Good luck.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that, your help, and hope you have a lovely Sunday. Bye-bye.